Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I could listen to Robert Cray all day. That's some serious blues right there. Robert Cray, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper, founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., a co-host along with Scott Harper of Growth Igniters Radio, an outstanding podcast that they radio program that they put on. I've been a guest on it before, and it's a lot of fun. I encourage you to go to their website, which she'll give us in a minute, and check those out. Her book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, thanks again for being here.
I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome. Pam's coming up on a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, folks. So we're talking about mentoring and taking a broader approach to mentoring. And you promised to tell us three different categories of mentors this segment.
Right. The whole thing is that you need to start with the end in mind and outcomes specifically. So rather than looking at tactics, like we've mentioned a few of them in the first segment, it's the idea of, say, for example, if you're looking to detect emerging trends outside your industry, we all need to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
implications. You got to track the implications. You can't just look at what's happening. You got to look at the implications of what's happening.
That's right.
What are the one-offs? Right. What are the two-offs? Yeah.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So the fastest way to do that is, and one of the most powerful ways that we've found has been the books you were talking about, mm-hmm. or news features or social media or podcasts, mm-hmm. or radio and television. There's so much. And so the key is not to be overwhelmed. You know, that's the whole thing. And so it's important, in fact, I'd say critical, that you need to approach these sources with what is it that you need to know, and why do you need to know it, and when do you need to know it by? Because it's a little bit like when I say bananas. If you go out there and you need to find out all about bananas and different aspects of bananas and the implications for bananas, for whatever the reason was, you would look at the news and you would listen with a different way rather than if you were just
connect that to mentoring for us.
Mentoring, all right. So if I need to know, for example, what it is, if I'm in the car industry, maybe I supply car dealers with parts, I might be looking at not just car, news about cars. I'm going to be looking at news about customers, different types of customers, trends, new types of cars, self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
How does all this impact my business? Some of it does, but you know what? Some of it may be coming up in the future. I need to understand.
No, I understand. I understand the topics, but where does the mentoring come in? How do I? When I think when most people think of mentoring, they think of something that's sort of organic. It's sort of opportunistic. In other words, you don't wake up in the morning and say, okay, what are you going to mentor me on today? It's sort of like, okay, not much happened today, but yesterday I got a lot because it was, you know, you see what I mean? It's more organic.
It sounds like
you're thinking the new way of mentoring is more, there's more expectations from it.
There is. And we're talking about what is it we need to learn as business people. And that's the only one piece of it, mind you, Jim. There really are three categories. And so real fast, it's detecting emerging trends. It's getting feedback on specific challenges or opportunities. And the third is executive development and guidance. These are categories. They're outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is we need to be thinking strategically of how we're tapping into these different resources. Not all of them are – it's not simply organic, like one day we wake up and we're suddenly – wiser. We need to be thinking about what do I need to learn in order for me to be able to respond more effectively to new changes in how work is being done.
So how do you get in proximity? So you're talking about multiple mentors then?
I'm talking about mentors are all around us.
Yes.
And we have to figure out which ones we're going to tap into.
In my new book, in the acknowledgments, there's at least two paragraphs that I wrote about how each person in those paragraphs contributed a different piece to the book. And they mentored me in those ways. I think that's what you're talking about. Sounds like to me.
That's right. There are different.
Because I had an expectation. I did have a strategic reason for them to be involved. I brought them in for a purpose.
Notice, Jim, that you are self-directed. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying most of all. We have to be, as business leaders, we have to be strategic and we have to be self-directed and finding a variety of mentors for the purposes that we are trying to accomplish. And those are different things for different purposes.
I think I think the thing that's might take people a little bit of a might cause people to have to blink a minute and think about it is using that activity and calling it mentoring. Because I don't think that activity was called mentoring 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
That's true. Well, the business has changed the game.
I think you're onto something. I do like the way you're doing it. Yeah, I think you're onto something. I'm just saying I think that's the shift that people have to make is in titling it. Give us the websites again, Pam, quickly.
It's businessadvance.com, and you can find a post about this by going to businessadvance.com and post.
All right, check it out. Quick break, 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.